It's Motley Crue on the bus. It's the same old situation. Day in, day out, same old thing, man. 6:11 this morning on the bus. It's Friday. Welcome on into it. We got sunshine today. Still cold. 45. Clouds tonight, low 38. Not as bad as it is this morning. And a 60% chance of some showers tomorrow or the weekend. High 61. Right now, 24. Yeah, 24. 25 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. It's 19 in Bonham. They are freezing their butts off up there, man. Number one, though, on the kick-ass meter. Thank you, guys. But I know, man, it's cold. 19? Weather this morning, a service of All Cuts, 165 North Collegian in Paris. Book your appointment online at allcuts.com. Professional stylist specializing in all hair types. And, guys, that means you, too. So it's All Cuts. Check them out if you need a haircut. All right, let's see what's trending on the big bad internet and that this morning. Britney Spears posted naked selfies yesterday on Instagram. Damn, I'm not a member of Instagram. I haven't signed up for that. She captioned the shots with, "Free woman energy has never felt better." Yeah, Britney Spears is crazy, but I don't mind looking at nude selfies of her. How old is she now? 40? Something like that? New study podcast by Games and Roses reveals that kissing on the first night, or night one of The Bachelor, gives you a 95% chance of getting a rose. All right, I guess that's useful to somebody. Somebody needed to know that this morning. Taco Bell rolling out taco subscription service. The Taco Lovers Pass costs $10 a month, and it allows the subscribers to get a free taco every single day. Well, I don't know if it's free. You pay $10 for the service, but yeah, you get a taco every day. Absolutely free. Reese's is celebrating Valentine's Day with a pink chocolate peanut butter cup. It's a heart-shaped peanut butter cup. That's what we did for Valentine's Day. BMW producing new cars with, this has got to be distracting, a 31-inch display in the back seat. The screen runs Amazon's Fire system and has a resolution of 8K. I don't know. That's what's trending this morning on the big bad internet. And I just need to get me some coffee. Wake up just a little bit this morning. Yeah. Pour some coffee for me. Yeah.
Hearing the alarm, waking up is really hard. Gotta take a shower and get in my car. Gonna need caffeine, better grind up some beans. Put a pot of water into the machine. So come on, give me power, stamina, cream and sugar. Want more sleep, and I need energy, yeah.
Yes, that's what caffeine does for you. Give you some energy. Oh, yeah. All right, coming up in 2 minutes, Bob Zaney on the show.
Give me a yowza, yowza, yowza. Oh, yeah.
It is Guns N' Roses on the bus, knocking on heaven's door. All right, 6:23 this morning on the program. I think that Bob Zaney's hanging out on the bus line.
Hey, man.
What you doing, buddy?
I'm just doing.
Are you okay? You sound like you're going to cry.
I'm calling the dirt, man, to do the radio.
I know. You sound like you're going to cry.
I don't feel good, so.
I'm sorry, man. You got COVID?
That's okay. I feel better.
You got COVID? Huh? You got COVID?
Who knows anymore?
I know, man. Florona? Florona? All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, before we get started, we got Bob Zaney on the line. Bob, I wrote a joke over the weekend, and I wanted to see what you thought about it, your professional opinion of my joke. Are you ready?
Well, I mean, I hope I don't hurt you, but go ahead.
All right. Rick Springfield has COVID. He was rushed. He was rushed to General Hospital.
Wow. This is why you have me calling. Hey, Dry Bar Comedy, I made the top 10 comedy specials of last year, so that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
And you can download the Comedy Plus app and check out my stuff.
Okay.
Cool. The Zadie Report. New study has found 69% of men who take Viagra do not develop Alzheimer's disease. The other 31% forgot to take their Viagra. Good news, bad news. Here's the bad news. A Tennessee man's body was found after he attempted to swim across a lake. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. He floated ashore on the other side, so he made it. And according to the holiday survey, the most dangerous Christmas song to listen to while driving is Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
Especially if he's your Uber driver. Mercari.com, go there and check out my store. It's a great store, a lot of great stuff, memorabilia, showbiz, and childhood. Check it out. Let's go back in time. You ready? Take us away.
I'm ready. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. Wonderful. If you have like an upset stomach. March 8th, 2016, 15% of Americans admit to cooking in the nude. The other 85% can actually afford clothing. On the Twitter, at Bob Zadie, Zany Bob on the Instagram, and you're all over that social media.
At Dirtman1019 on the Twitter, all over Facebook, so check it out.
Until next week, bay, bay.
That is Neil Young on the bus. Southern man, Southern man. 6:34 this morning of the program. Hanging out with the Dirt Man this morning on a Friday. Let's see who's having a birthday today. January 7th, 2022. Lamar Jackson, Ravens quarterback, is 25 today. Football player Michael Sam's 32. Let's see who else. Country star John Rich, 48 today. Nicolas Cage having a birthday. Nicolas is 58, one of the poorest guys in Hollywood. Yeah, he goes and makes like $1 billion on a movie, and then he just wastes it, man. He spends it on stuff, buys statues, stuff you don't need, man. That's Nicolas Cage. David Lee Murphy, country star, 63 today. Katie Couric having a birthday. She's 65. David Caruso celebrating number 66 and celebrating his 74th birthday. Can you believe it? 74? Kenny Loggins.
And now a star is born. On January 7th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Kenny Loggins.
He's breached, but don't worry, Mom. I got his foot loose.
Kenny Loggins, a star is born.
If you're having a birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get a check on news. Dave Kirkpatrick. Pink, it's my new favorite crayon. Gerald Smith on the bus. 6:43 this morning on the program. Obviously, we're not going to be here tomorrow because it's Saturday, but tomorrow is January the 8th. January the 8th, Elvis's birthday. Yes, it is. Elvis would have been 87 if he had lived and wouldn't have died on the throne. But a lot of people say he's still alive because that misprint on the gravesite. It's got, what, two A's? Or it's misspelled. It's got one A. Aaron. Elvis Aaron Presley. People say, man, he's still alive somewhere. He's been spotted in the Bahamas, places like that. I don't believe that, but yeah. Some people do that. People die, famous people, they go, oh, man, he's still alive. He's still alive. And then I saw where Elvis's daughter, she went through all her inheritance. Elvis had a lot of money when he passed away. And, well, not much, but he had a lot. And then, of course, they turned the his house, Graceland, into a, you know, a museum, and you can walk through it and pay money. They were going to sell that place, by the way. And the lawyers told Priscilla, said, man, you should charge money to go through this thing. And so they did, and now they're rich, and now they keep it. But, yeah, she's down to $14,000. Yeah, she is down. The daughter. She's down to $14,000. Lisa. And I don't know, man. She's probably going to have to do a reverse mortgage on that place. What do you think? She could do a reverse mortgage on it. Doesn't she actually own it? Yeah, she could do that.
What's up, old people? Did you used to be a hound dog, and then after you got all shook up, your daughter did a hunka-hunka burning through all her inheritance? Yeah, me too. Maybe an Elvis reverse mortgage is right for you.
Elvis reverse mortgage.
Don't worry, it's not a devil in disguise. See, they just take all this, what's it called, equity in your house and do some math. and then they send you a check.
Find out if an Elvis reverse mortgage is right for you.
And the best part is you get to keep Graceland, so you don't end up living in the ghetto.
Call now with no obligation.
And before you know it, your pantry will be stocked with peanut butter and nanner sandwiches again. So try an Elvis reverse mortgage today, or I'll have to save your room at the Heartbreak Hotel.
And he said, Tom Petty on the bus. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. She was an American girl, is what she was. 7:10 this morning of the program. We got sunshine today, 45. Clouds tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers and a high of 61. High 61 on Sunday, too. Right now, we're sitting at 24. 24 miserable degrees. We're below freezing this morning. We'll have to check out your windshield. Might have a little frost on it. 23 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. And it's 19 in Reno. Thank you guys so much. Megan is number one there on the big frozen kick-ass meter in Reno. Weather is service to J. Hodge Dodge, your number one choice in quality cars and trucks. An exceptional customer service located right across the Bearstown Center. So check them out, man. Let's see. Let's do some music news this morning. Jerry Hall was stuck in the Times newspaper. She says that the famed artist Andy Warhol begged her to leave Mick Jagger. She said she met Andy Warhol in Paris in 1973. They met down there at the water fountain on the square here in Paris. All right, I know. Said we were introduced by Antonio Lopez, a fashion illustrator. She says that he begged her to leave Mick Jagger. Here's what he said. He goes, he always told me to leave Mick Jagger and marry some rich guy. I guess that Andy Warhol didn't realize that Mick Jagger had a lot of money. Oh, well, man, some people don't know stuff. All right, Roger Daltrey was talking to NBC. He says his iconic mic swinging trick came to be because he was bored on stage. Because I was with these two maniacs, you know, and then a straight bass player. And I just got bored, and I said, man, I got this thing right here in front of me. What can I do with it? So that's what happened. Joe Perry was talking to the Boston Magazine. He says that guitar playing is in his DNA. He goes, well, it almost starts off with a question. How did a kid with no musical background and one of a billion kids learn how to play guitar, you know? But, you know, I just learned it, and it was in my DNA. Let's see. Los Cobos, Mexico recently honored Sammy Hagar with a Medal of Honor and named him the city's honorary tourism ambassador because his Cabo Wobo Cantina is located there. Yeah, man. Yeah, Sammy got some stuff. Slash tells Classic Rock Magazine that Guns N' Roses is working on new music. He goes, yeah, there's some stuff coming out. We're going to release it like, you know, one song at a time. And then when we get it all finished, we'll put it all together. And then we'll put it out like that. And I'm really enjoying working on the stuff and having a good time doing it. So there you go. Slash, new music from Guns N' Roses coming out. Now, of course, you know, tomorrow is Elvis's birthday. And I do this two times a year. I only play this song two times a year. That's on Elvis's birthday. Since I won't be here tomorrow because it's Saturday, we're going to do it today. We'll honor Elvis this morning. And also the anniversary of Elvis's passing in August. But I always like to play Mojo Nixon, Elvis is Everywhere.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, in Nutty Buddies. Elvis is in your mom. He's in everybody. He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got Elvis in them too. Elvis is in everybody out there. Everybody's got Elvis in them. Everybody except one person, that is. Yeah, one person. The evil opposite of Elvis. The anti-Elvis. Anti-Elvis got no Elvis in him, let me tell ya.
Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him.
Yeah, and Elvis is in Joan Rivers, but he's trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out. Listen up, Joanie, baby. Elvis is everywhere. Phenomenon out there in the world. A lot of things people say, what the heck's going on? Let me tell ya. Who built the pyramids?
Elvis.
Who built Stonehenge?
Elvis.
Yeah, man, we see guys walking down the street pushing shopping carts, and they think they're talking to Allah. They're talking to themselves, man. No, they're talking to
Elvis. Elvis. Elvis.
You know what's going on that Bermuda Triangle? Down the Bermuda Triangle.
Elvis needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, Elvis, Elvis.
Ah, the sailing Elvis, Captain Elvis, Commodore Elvis it is. Yeah, man, you know, people from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek job. They look like Elvis.
Elvis!
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody. Elvis is still the king.
Man, oh man, what I want you to see is the things out of you and me. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
Get your lip, too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip, either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody!
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's
uh-huh.
with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
He says, peoples.
Uh-huh.
Everybody! Everybody gotta uh-huh. sing.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything. Elvis is everybody.
Oh yeah. Elvis, he would have been 87 tomorrow. I don't think he's going to be anything. He ain't going to amount to much. Old Junior, got to study harder, man. That is Van Halen and The Cradle Will Rock on the bus. Now, the Dirt Man, it's Friday morning, which means it's time for one of my favorite features, the Sports Kid.
With commentary from the world of sports, live from his basement rec room, this is the Sports Kid.
It's a brand new year, but it's the same old NFL. COVID is still here, the New York Jets are still bad, and Antonio Brown is still crazy. The MLB lockout is still on, and the delay may go on for quite some time. How long? Well, let's just say spring training will now be called fall training. Anti-vaxxer Kyrie Irving played in his first NBA game of the season, scoring 22 points, which is actually a lot, considering Kyrie is terrified of taking shots. And finally, the NFL wants to move the Super Bowl from California to another state, but there's also another group that wants to move out of California. They're called Californians.
The opinions expressed by the Sports Kid do not reflect the views of this radio station or anyone who's gone through puberty.